Welcome to IDD Get to Know Me Special Olympics Edition. I'm your co-host, Victor.
And I'm your co-host, Melanie.
In this edition of the podcast, we will be diving into some of the topics important to the Special Olympics community.
Before we start, let's explain what IDD means.
Great idea. IDD stands for Intellectual and or Developmental Disabilities. You will hear from us, people with IDD, and experts on specific health topics. Today's topic is all about sleep and the importance of getting a good night's sleep for Special Olympics athletes. But don't sleep on this episode. We will be hearing from four different guests. First, Janet McCabe, a researcher. Then, Claire Lamar, a fellow Special Olympics athlete. And Corinne Lamar, Claire's mom and a family caregiver. And last, but certainly not least, Cheryl Bernard, a Canadian Olympic athlete and Champions Network athlete. We hope you enjoy. Welcome to IDD Get to Know Me. I'm here with Janet McCabe, a researcher at Ontario Tech University. And she's here to share her thoughts about sleep and the importance of getting a good night's sleep. Let's do a quick icebreaker. Please introduce yourself and share one fun fact about you.
Okay, well, good morning, Victor. My name's Janet McCabe, and one interesting fact about me is that my sleep is often interrupted because I have three dogs that like to bark in the middle of the night.
Wow, I feel your pain. I don't have dogs. I have two parents that live with me and they wake me up.
Yeah, they can. Those that live with us can really cause havoc with our sleep sometimes, but we do our best.
Let's start with an easy question, a layup, if you will. Can you start by saying with us the research has shown about the importance of sleep?
Yeah, for sure. So we know from research that when we sleep, our bodies are actually hard at work. So just like when you have to charge your cell phone overnight so that it's ready for the next day, sleep helps us charge our bodies so that we're ready for the next day. So what does that mean? It means a lot of different things. So sleep helps improve our heart health. Sleep helps our immune system. Sleep helps us learn better and improve our memory. And sleep can also help us improve our mental health.
Why is sleep important? Not only for all of us, but for athletes specifically.
Right. So when I sort of talked about learning and our memory, when you think of all the work that we do as athletes, so we're training, we're competing, we're refining our sport or learning new skills in our sport. When we sleep, our brain is actually working to consolidate all that information that we're learning and make it more accessible to us. So if we have a great training session and then get a poor night's sleep, our body might not remember all of that as much, as well as it could. Our bodies are repairing our muscles and helping us be more functional. So really repairing all that wear and tear. What else does, what happens to you when you get a bad night's sleep, Victor? How do you feel the next day?
I feel cranky. I don't want to deal with for anybody, and I didn't want everybody just to go away so I could concentrate on what's next. I'm not a happy camper.
Right.
I'm annoying as hell. Well, more annoying than I am most days. And I'm not ready to take on the day.
Exactly. So the same for athletes, that if we get a bad night's sleep and then we're cranky, we're probably not a great teammate or team member. We don't want to participate as much because we're just tired, and it might be really hard to get motivated to go and go to our training or be on a team and be doing our best. So those are some really athlete specific things.
How do you think getting a good night's sleep affects athletes' performance?
Well, some of that mental health stuff can come into play. So if we have a good night's sleep, we're probably better mentally prepared for a competition, right? We've slept really well, we're calm, we're ready to take that on. As I mentioned previously, when we sleep, our brain is really learning and consolidating information. So it's helping us make those connections for our game or our competition the next day. We're going to be a better teammate because we're not cranky. Also, when we sleep, we're getting, we're boosting our immune system. And we know that people that get enough sleep are less likely to get colds and infections. So as an athlete specifically, you're less likely to get sick as well.
What do you think some challenges athletes face when they don't get enough sleep? Like, you're just excited, like, for the tournament tomorrow, you cannot sleep. How do you, like, sleep better during that time?
Yeah, that's a great question, because it's not always easy to get a good night's sleep. So one of the key things is actually setting us up for success before we even go to bed. So having a really good sleep routine is something that we can rely on, especially when it's a big competition night, right? So when I get up in the morning, I get up, I go to the bathroom, I brush my teeth. I feed the dogs. I have a pretty normal morning routine, and I apply that, sort of the opposite of that, before I go to bed, so that every night I'm sort of doing the same thing. And a routine can really help you set the stage for a good night's sleep. So what's something calming that you might do before bed, Victor?
I usually just play video games, you know, just to calm myself down.
Oh no, you're not gonna like my next suggestion then.
Wow. What is your next suggestion?
Well, one of the things that we should do before we go to bed is actually limit our screen time to at least half an hour before we go to bed. So that means putting away our phones, putting away our video games, putting away, like, turning the TV off. If we're, like, using an e-reader, making sure it's on, like, the nighttime setting, or using an audiobook instead is a great solution. But really setting yourself up for
listening to this podcast about sleep, really.
It might just lull people into a good night's sleep. Exactly. So when we think about getting a good night's sleep, we can make sure that we set aside time to wind down. So if we know we have a competition the next day, we sort of say to ourselves, okay, I have to be up at this time. It's really important that I at least try and get a good night's sleep, which means I need enough sleep. So making sure I know what time I want to be in bed, and then maybe looking 30 minutes before that to be like, okay, what can I do? What can I do to help myself relax? So putting away our electronics, maybe dimming the lights in the room if we can, so if it's not really bright, so that our brain is being signaled that it's dark, it's time to go to sleep. Maybe listening to some calming music. And what calms people is very different between people. Maybe having a nice hot shower or a bath to just help your body relax. And maybe even getting some of your things ready for tomorrow so that you're not worried about, do I know where my shoes are? Do I know where my competition outfit is? So that you're really priming yourself for a good night's sleep.
Wow. How do you know about all this research about sleep? You must, did you sleep during class while you...
I'll give you a secret. I have a very good friend who is actually a sleep researcher.
Really?
Yes. So she always makes sure that I am sharing information about sleep. And I am pretty vigilant about my own sleep and the sleep in my household. Everyone has a bedtime routine. I make everyone turn
Not
their
the
devices
dogs.
Off.
Not the dogs.
Except Remember. The dogs haven't learned it yet. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
We need to get them coordinated.
Yeah. As we wrap up, I would love to hear any advice that you may have to our listeners. What is one piece of advice you would give to athletes, coaches, family caregivers to help Special Olympics athletes get a better night's sleep?
Ooh, can I give you more than one?
Please.
I think one thing that we know about sleep is that avoiding exercise at least 1 to 2 hours before bed will help us get a good night's sleep. Because I don't know about you, but if I go for a run and then try and go to sleep, or my kids are at hockey and then they come home and I'm trying to put them to bed, they're just wired and ready to go. So if we can avoid exercise on a regular basis, 1 to 2 hours before bedtime, that will really help us out. But that means that we need to talk to our coaches, our caregivers, and we have to really pay attention to what we're doing just to make sure that maybe all of our practices aren't later in the evening. Because you don't want to come home every night after practice and have to go to bed. You need to be able, once in a while, that's okay. But if that's all of the time, that could be really hard on you.
That could be a routine that you do.
It could be a new routine, exactly. And the other thing is making sure that wherever you're sleeping is a dark, relaxing, cooler space, because that will trigger your brain to be like, oh yeah, this is a place where I sleep.
Thank you for not sleeping on this episode. Thank you for Janet McCabe for such an amazing episode.
Thanks, Victor.
I'm very excited to have a mother and daughter duo, Claire and Corrine, from BC over here. Welcome, guys. How are you doing? First, we're going to go with an icebreaker. What makes you smile every day?
We usually wake up and we are looking forward to the day. We have our sort of plan for the day, and we're usually looking forward to it. Lots of times it's our sports in the afternoon. How about you, Claire? Well, my sports are with Special Olympics, I do soccer, bocce, club fit, bowling, floorball, curling, and swimming.
Claire, how do you think sleep affects your energy levels and performance in sports?
8 hours of sleep, and now I get up every day and start a new day.
What gets you motivated to do sports? What gets you like in that competitive spirit?
Getting my sports award from Dead Justice.
Cool. Awesome.
Make new friends and go to the Winter Games in Calgary.
You went to the Winter Games? How was that? How was that like?
It's amazing. My friend Paige got her first medal in speed skating.
Really?
Yes.
Corey, why do you think sleep is important for Special Olympics athletes?
I think sleep is important for everybody, but especially for Special Olympics athletes because it helps your body regenerate at night, your body and mind actually. People feel better when they sleep well. It helps with their emotions. You're able to handle challenges during the day when you sleep well. You're happier. Yeah, it makes you also healthier. Your immune system is better, copes better. You usually are less ill, or you injure yourself less when you sleep well. Your focus is better, so you pay more attention. You're more careful. When you're tired, you don't pay, you don't pay attention as much, and you can have more injuries.
How do you keep up with Claire's schedule? Is it hard or is it easy when she has Special Olympics practice next tomorrow and she needs sleep? How do you like keep like a good schedule going?
Well, Claire is a good sleeper overall. She has a good routine. We started way early. Myself, we've go to bed at the same time. We wake up basically at the same time every day. So it's long-term habits that you develop. And well, she likes to have a routine at night, so she can explain it. What is your routine like in the evening?
Well, my evening, my routine is do my exercises. And listen to my music, shower,
That's not.
night snack, go to bed. Way early.
Do you think sleep is talked about enough in the world of sports and Special Olympics?
Well, we hear a lot about nutrition for athletes and exercising, the amount of exercise that's good and whatnot. There's progress. It's good sleep is talked about more and more. So we're making progress, I think. And this podcast is an example. Yeah, because there's lots of things that you can do. Lots of people don't sleep well and they don't talk about it. And so, we can all improve on that.
Claire, do you
Yes.
have any sleep habits or tricks that help you feel more rested and practice for Special Olympics athletes?
I have a sleep routine. I take a warm shower after supper and I do my stretches. I relax. I listen to music, like Home Free, and do some coloring or create posters. I go to bed at the same time every night, and I wake up at the same time.
Does Claire sleep with a stuffed animal?
I have a dog, a cat, and Spinoza have been there for me for 10 years.
Wow. And do they help you a lot?
Oh, yes. I love Spinoza. He's my perfect bear for me. I was little girl.
Corrine, what advice do you have for families and caregivers that have struggles with sleep routine?
I would say possibly start a routine as early as you can. But if you still have troubles, try to find the cause of the concern. You know, it could be maybe the room is too hot, maybe not dark enough, could be too much noise, maybe too much TV or too much cell phone, you know, scrolling on your cell phone. So try to decrease the cell phone use or the TV use if you can. Do something relaxing before bed. If people have some worries or some stress, maybe talk about it. Try to focus on what's been good that happened during that day. Try not to focus so much on, you know, on the stressful stuff that happened. So try to find something that was good that day. Claire and I, we call it what was the highlight of the day, and we discuss, you know, we talk about it a little bit, what was good that day. But don't eat too late before bedtime, you know, like try and have a couple of hours without eating and drinking before bed. If stress and the anxiety are a problem, sometimes you might have to see, you know, a professional, a medical professional or a health professional, so you can find out maybe there's pain. Some people, especially when people age or if they are injured, you know, make sure pain is under control and be active every day, you know. Get out for half an hour when it's enjoy the sun. If you can't, well, go to a gym or, you know, to try to do some exercises at home, and so that you burn some, you know, burn some energy. Most of the things, I think.
Well, thank you so much, Claire, Corrine, for sharing your story. And it's a valuable story for everybody. We thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much, Victor, for inviting us to
Merci beaucoup,
to do this Victor. Podcast.
I'm here with Cheryl Bernard, a Special Olympics Network athlete with us. We're here to talk to you about the importance of sleep. But Cheryl, introduce yourself and a fun fact about you.
Okay, thank you, Victor, for having me. I am thrilled to be with you today. My name again, Cheryl Bernard. My day job is I am the president and CEO at Canada Sports Hall of Fame. I am also a two-time Olympian and Olympic silver medalist in curling. I have been involved with Special Olympics for many, many years as a network. Work athlete, a Champions Network athlete. I'm actually going to the World Games in 5 days with Team Canada to cheer them on during the 2025 World Special Olympics Games. And my fun fact is that I love sleep. Love, love sleep.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't at this point? As a Special Olympics Network athlete, what is sleep important to you, both as an athlete and as an advocate for health?
You know, I think over the years, and it's helped me in my business life, but when I was an athlete and training heavily for Olympics and competitions, I learned quickly that the quality of sleep isn't just about feeling rested. It's about all the other things that happen when you're sleeping. Your muscles repair, learning consolidates in your brain, and you restore energy for the next day. So, you know, what I would start to notice is the nights I didn't have good sleep was that my reaction time was slow or I couldn't focus. Like curling is a tough game. You're out there for 2.5 hours. And you mentally have to focus on strategy and thinking a few shots ahead. So I would really notice when I didn't have good sleep. And so that's where I realized how important it was for recovery and for performance.
Can you tell us what a normal sleep routine looks like for you?
You know, I think the word you used is routine and I didn't value sleep until I kind of correlated the routine part of it because when you're playing at a high level sport, you need to have a routine on the ice to perform well because that signals to your body that you've got to be ready to throw and to make a good shot. And then I realized that my bedtime routine was the same thing. If I could wind down the same way, so maybe do some deep breathing, maybe read a book. Definitely limit any team's screen time for maybe about an hour before bed. Maybe do a little bit of stretching, be in a dark and cool room. That would settle my body and signal to me that it's time to go to sleep. And I think a lot, you know, as an athlete, Victor, your mind can be racing and you can be thinking about the game the next day and the stress and the pressure. And I hope I perform well. And I think when you do all of these routines before you go to bed every night, and they only take a few minutes, that will signal to your body to relax and get ready and sleep.
What are some advice that you want to say to other athletes about sleep?
You know, I think routine is everything. I think that is a big thing. You know, whether you're an athlete or a coach or, you know, anybody, you need to establish a bedtime routine before you go to bed. And I think a big thing I've noticed over the years is really having to limit screen time. I didn't realize how bad, you know, scrolling through Instagram before bed and Facebook and
We're
TikTok.
social people. We want to feel a certain type of belonging, am I right? And it
I know.
affects our sleep.
I
It's
know. I
like
know.
you gotta be social or you gotta sleep. You gotta
You know,
think of yourself first before you
yes.
think of others.
No, and that's such good advice, Victor, because I think, you know, we get so caught up in what's going on, but you really have to turn your mind off before bed and you've got to get, you know, I just didn't realize how important sleep was. And I started to track it as an athlete years ago that when I had a good night's sleep, it correlated to me playing really well that next day. And even now in the corporate world, if I have a really good night's sleep, I'm on the next day. I'm ready to engage with people. But if I don't, yeah. So that's kind of my big thing. Sleep is a secret weapon. And I think we have to really understand how valuable it is.
It's not a secret anymore, thanks to this podcast, am I right?
Exactly.
Okay. What do you think some champions athletes might face trying to get a good night's sleep before a big game?
You know, I think your mind is racing. You know, you play sports too, and you start thinking.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, it really is hard to turn it off and not worry. I remember going out, Victor, before I was going to play the 2010 Olympic gold medal game, and I thought that night before, I'm never going to get any sleep. And I mean, it was the biggest game of my entire career. And yet, you know, I went through all those routines, and my body knew, and I did get sleep that night, maybe not as much as normal. You know, so for athletes, I think when you're traveling, it's tricky. I think you've got to get sunshine early in the morning. That's one of the things. And I don't care if you've flown overseas overnight, like some of the athletes will going to Torino, is you need to get up and you need to get sunshine because that sets your circadian rhythm. So that's important. Adjust your sleep schedule before you travel. So try and get on to the time zone that you're heading into. So maybe you have to go to bed a few hours earlier or later. I think drinking a ton of water is a huge, huge help. I think it keeps your body hydrated, and avoid too much coffee because that can really, you know, the habit is when you start to travel or you want to take caffeine to keep you awake at certain times, which isn't great. And you've got to avoid napping too much, because then if you nap too much, then you don't sleep at night. And I've noticed that. And move your body. You know, when you get to a new place, go out for a walk, get that sunshine we talked about, and move your body. And that will really set up your body in this new time zone so that you will go to sleep at night.
Do you have any specific techniques or tools to use to have a better night's sleep?
I do a lot of breathing work. Like, I will do a lot of deep breathing. Like, I'll
breathing inhale. Is so underrated.
It
let
is.
Me tell you.
I know. Do you do breathing before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Visualization. You know, I'll visualize myself on a beach, sitting in front of the sunshine in the ocean. And you know, one trick I do use, and I love it because I can be woken up really easily by sudden noises. So I use a white noise machine on my phone. I have all my life.
I have a big fan.
Yeah.
That cools my room, and it's a white noise machine as well. So
I love that. I love that. That's worked for me a lot. Like, I still, as I travel for business now, I will turn on that white noise app the minute I get into bed, and it kind of drowns out, you know, the hotel door slamming or a sudden noise in the middle of the night. And again, I think it's something I do use at home too. So it makes me feel like I'm back home in my bed.
Thank you for having us talking to you. And this is just a wrap up. Thank you for not sleeping during this podcast. Have a good day, guys. This Special Olympics edition of the podcast has been made possible through the support of Special Olympics Canada and the Israeli Adult Neurodevelopmental Center at the Center for Addiction and Mental Health in Toronto, Canada.